Blog Talk Radio.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. Say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light. Salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light. Salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey. I will wait. Go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it. I will remain confident in this. I will see the easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yes, I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morton?
I will trust in the Lord.
This morning and give God glory for all that he has done for us,
yes,
and all the things that he's going to do.
Thank you.
We just thank God for being the only wise God,
yes.
Amen, and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's Lord,
yes.
To the glory of the Father, amen. He gave glory to the Father, amen.
Amen.
So I just thank God this morning for blessing us,
yes,
and for all of you being here once again. And all of you who are listening in, I want to thank God for all of you who have tuned in this morning and have an ear to hear. And I ask God to open up your ears, that
yes,
your ears can hear what the Spirit would have to say unto the church. Amen. He said that he's the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I thank
yes.
God that all of you, you are healed this morning by the stripes of Jesus.
Thank
praise
you,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God that he's a God that went about doing good,
yes,
and healing all, amen,
yes,
of their sickness and diseases, amen.
Yes.
So he's still the same yesterday. He's still the same today and forevermore. God still moves about in his kingdom, healing all that are sick of their diseases this morning. So thank God for you being healed this morning by the stripes of Jesus. He still does those things today, even as he done in yesterday.
Yes.
So praise God, praise God. And may God bless the word, and may God all bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning to all of you out there in the land. Amen. Sister Jonetta, amen. Down there in Alabama, we want to say hi to you. Amen. A cousin of mine. So I thank God for you tuning in this morning.
Amen.
Praise God, and may blessing be upon your household, and may blessing be upon your children. Amen. And may you be restored to health in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We're just going to have someone want to have a testimony this morning. If someone has a testimony, we want to do a quick testimony this morning. We always like for people to testify, especially if they have overcame something that was great in their life. And if you overcame something that everybody else has died from, but you still here. Amen. And so you can give God some praise because you can look at the demon and say, I'm still here.
Amen.
Come on, if anybody can say, I'm still here, amen.
I'm still here.
Amen, amen. Go ahead. You want to testify, sister?
Amen. I give praise to the Lord of heaven this morning, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and my healer. I had colon cancer back in 2011, and I'm still here to say I'm healed by the grace of God. People have died last week, they two weeks before, but I survived.
Hallelujah.
I was surviving because I know the Lord healed me. I had the faith and the confidence in the Lord God Almighty. Maybe they didn't know the Lord, but I knew him, and I had faith in his word. I kept my eyes on the prize, and the prize was the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank him for my family this morning, my husband, the bread of the word this morning, my children, my grandchildren, and all my family members. And I give praise and glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. That my wife said God healed her.
Amen.
And she's been free of cancer.
Amen.
And so for all of you who are facing cancer or you're facing some type of disease this morning, Psalms 103 says he's the Lord thy God that healed you.
Amen.
And you have to have trust in God that
Amen.
God will and God can.
Yes.
And he's able to do anything but fail us. Amen.
Amen.
And so whenever you get into a situation, don't give up. Don't give
don't
up.
Give up.
Have faith in God is what Jesus said. Have faith in God. Amen. And
God.
So we just thank God for you having faith in God. And God brought you through. Amen.
Amen.
And so God will bring you through whatever it is that you are facing this morning. Our God will bring you through. Amen.
Keep the faith.
Keep holding on. Amen. Don't
Amen.
Give up.
Don't
Amen.
Give up.
Hallelujah. Don't let the devil wear you down. Amen.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't get tired.
No.
You know, somebody say, I don't grow anyway tired. Amen. But the thing about it, we have to wait on God and be of good courage,
yes.
and he shall renew thy strength.
Yes.
Amen. We need strength
Amen.
In these times.
Yes.
In days like these, in times like these, you need strength.
Yes.
Amen. You need something to cling to. You need
yes.
something to hold on to because sometimes things seem that the bucket get empty sometimes and it don't look like there's any water in it. Amen. It seems like everything run dry. You can't find what it is that you need. You're in a place you don't know what to do.
Yes.
You don't know which way to turn. You don't know where to go. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm saying to you this morning, our God is at hand. Amen.
Yes,
I say God is at hand this yes. morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is ready, willing, and able. Amen. To meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We have an able God this morning.
Yes,
and so if you don't have anywhere else to turn to, you can always turn to God. Amen. So
Amen.
Praise God this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I want to kind of talk this morning to you about our hope. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. If you want to bring a word, amen, to encourage you, amen, to hang on in there. Amen. Don't give up. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. Amen. The Bible said, we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. And
mm-hmm.
our God is an unseen God, but he's still willing and able to do anything but fail us. Amen.
Amen.
And so we need to cling to God's everlasting arm. Amen. He has a hand that never wears out. Amen. He has an arm that never grows tired. Amen. He has power that he never gets weak. Amen. He has no need of sleep, but he never slumbers. He's always available to all of those who would call upon him. He's ready to answer you. Amen.
He's ready.
He's ready to answer. Amen.
Amen.
And the only thing he's seeking after you to do is make your request to be made known unto him, for the Lord is at hand. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. We're going to start there this morning. Amen.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable.
Amen. If only in this life, I keep after saying that, if only in this life that you have hope, you are all men most miserable. If only in this life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You got to have more than just this life to look forward to. If you don't have anything but this life to look forward to, I don't know if you notice or not the things of this life. Amen. I don't realize you notice the sicknesses, the disease, the pain, the suffering. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The 9 to 5. I know some of y'all, I'm glad you have a job, but all of those trials and troubles and tribulation, it seems like that's all that we have in this life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I believe it was Job said that a man that is born of a woman is of a few days, but his life is full of trouble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your life is full of trouble. So if only in this life you have hope, you're going to be a miserable person. Amen.
Right. Amen.
And so we need to gain access to something better than this life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And the reason that Jesus came in the first place, he came so that he could give us hope for something better than what we have now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about that? Amen.
Amen.
That Jesus came to give us a hope for something better than what we have. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But not only did he want us to have a hope for this life, but he also wanted to give us more than this life, is because what you do in this life prepare you for the life that is to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so after you've gone through all the troubles of this life, and you work hard, or you seek to do what's right, to do what God requires, because I know everybody say when you wake up every morning, there's got to be something better than this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is this all I have to look forward to? Amen. That there has to be something better than this. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so that is what God wants us to seek after Jesus. He said, I sent my only begotten son. Amen. That all of you who would believe in him could have something better in the life to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So you can have something better than the life to come. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Why do we just seek after things of this life when everything in this life has an end to it?
Amen.
Everything that you see gonna perish.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The person that you took on and you got rid of God to have the person, but the person is gonna perish out of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hello.
Amen. The God, you gave up God after the money, but the money going to perish, and you're going to find that the money wasn't no good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You're going to find out that money can't bring joy.
No,
amen. It can get you things, but it can't bring you peace. Amen. Mm-hmm. It seems like sometimes money give you more problems. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on how you handle it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But those things can't bring life. Those things can't bring peace. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is why we need God. We need God. We need Jesus Christ himself, amen,
amen,
who went about doing good and healing all of their sickness and disease. You see, God can do things that money can't do.
Amen.
Somebody said money can buy you love. No, money can't buy you love. Money can buy you something to pretend that they love you. He can buy things of somebody that'll pretend that they love you as long as you got it. But when the money runs out, you have nothing because they leave when the money leaves. Amen. Praise God. And so you got to be careful to whom you put your trust in and whom you put your hope in, because this hope that we have, amen, makes not ashamed. Mm-hmm. But don't hope in people, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Don't put all your confidence in people, amen. You got to be careful about putting your confidence in people, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Even husband and wife have to be careful. Amen. How much hope they put in their husband, or how much hope you put in your wife. Amen.
Amen.
We have to be careful. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't care for one another, but be careful. Amen. How much you put into them and how much you don't put into them. But you have to be careful with it, because even they can fail you.
Amen.
Even they can disappoint you. Amen.
Amen.
Even they can leave you. Amen.
Amen.
But God is the only thing that you can attach to that give you eternal hope.
Amen.
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 I like to turn over to the sixth chapter of the book of Job. If you turn over to the sixth chapter of the book of Job, amen. Praise God. And so you see, we need something. We need something. We need God, amen. We need something in our life that give us confidence, amen, that give us purpose of life, to give us a reason to continue. Because once you lose your reason to continue, the war is over, amen.
Amen.
If you don't have no purpose in life, your life is over, amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we grope in the noonday. This is why people walk the street at night. You see, the reason you're walking the street at night is because you don't have no purpose in life, amen.
Amen.
You don't have no peace within yourself. You don't have no joy within yourself. You see, you need to go beyond who you are and what you have, and take hold of something that is more strong and more powerful than you are, amen.
Amen.
You need to take hold of somebody that can bring change in your life and give you a hope. Give you a reason to live, amen.
Amen.
How many times sometimes we lose the reason to live, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Job, the sixth chapter, amen. You know, even Job said, I have hope even in the midst of my suffering. I have hope in the midst of my suffering, amen.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even though I'm suffering, you know, it's what a lot of people do. They get to a place in life where they just give up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going through all the pain. Hallelujah. I'm sick on my bed, and I'm tired, and I give up. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure. You see, God gives you a reason to endure because of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, because we can say, even though things are bad now, God is able to make those things better than they are now.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But when you realize you can't do it yourself, and you need a power, or you need an ability, or you need someone that is able, amen, to do abundantly above all we are able to ask or think, you see, God is the one that is able to do those things. And so we need to turn ourselves to God and turn our minds and our thoughts and have faith in God and to believe that God is able to turn this thing around, amen. And even for what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn that thing around for the good. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And so sometimes God allows you to get into a place of suffering like Job here. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, Job even said out in verse 8 there, he said, oh, that I might have my request that I will that God will grant my hope. Amen. I wish he would crush me. That's what Job said. I wish he would just crush me. It may not read like that in the King James, amen, but this is a living translation. But I wish he would crush me. You see, you have to realize that God allows us to go through some things so he can show us some things. He wants to reveal some things to you, see, because we don't realize the way up is down, amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever God put in you, amen, God has to push it out. He has to crush it out, amen. You see, in the midst of the crush, amen, is where you find your blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, if you got hope, if you know you got hope, you realize that God is not doing anything. God knows how to do this thing, and God is not trying to destroy me.
Yes.
I realize there must be a purpose or a reason of hope that God is allowing me to go through this thing. He's trying to take me through something so that I can reach something or I can accomplish something in life. Because, you see, you would never know that you could reach something or accomplish something unless you go through something.
Amen.
So see, that's when you got hope, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, see, when you got hope in God, you realize whatever it is that I'm going through, amen, there must be a reason for it. There must be a purpose for it, because God wouldn't allow me to go through this except that he was trying to take me somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to take me to a higher place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so even in the midst of Job's suffering here, amen, you see, God was going to recover him. But at the time that Job was going through this thing, he couldn't see that.
Amen.
He was in a dark place, amen.
Amen.
He was in a place that he didn't. He had a lack of understanding of why he was going through this. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when we have hope in God, not only in this life but the life to come. Amen. Because we know even if I don't get it all here, I'm still gonna get it over there. Amen.
Yeah.
So whether in life or death, amen, I still have a sure hope. Amen. It's because of Jesus, amen.
Yeah.
But here, God is taking Job through a situation, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And because of Job's hope in God, he was in a dark place and he didn't know why he was going through it, amen. And see, all of you that is going through now and all these things that's happening in your life, there's a purpose behind it.
Amen.
You see, God wouldn't allow it except there was a reason for it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows how to take you through something, amen. But we can't lose faith in God because of the situation that we're in, amen. You can't look at the thing that you see. You got to look at the thing that you believe, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, the thing that you see is never a reality.
Right.
But the thing that we believe, that we have our anchor and hope in God, those are the things that last forever, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so even sickness and disease and all of those things are temporary things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why is it? Because you can see it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And so Job is going through, even in the midst of his suffering, he groaned, he complained.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I got some pain on me and it hurt, I'm going to complain it. I'm going to say, oh, Lord, I got pain, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But the thing about it, I know even though I have pain, God can relieve me of the pain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, I got some hope, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, all the time, you know, you go to the doctor, amen, and sometimes the doctors can't do you no good.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have to have a hope in something else, amen.
That's right.
You can't put your confidence even in the position today, amen.
No.
Hallelujah. But most of the time, we put more confidence in them than we do God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then when you go to the physician failure. There was a woman in the Bible who went to the physician and had spent all of her money.
Mm-hmm.
12 long years she was suffering, amen.
Yeah.
And at the time, she had no hope, amen. Hallelujah. At the time, she couldn't see no way out. At that time, amen, she didn't have anyone or anybody to cling to. At that time, she didn't have anyone that could do her any good.
Mm-hmm.
But when she heard about Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When she heard of Jesus, amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, what she heard about Jesus gave her hope, amen.
Yes.
What she heard about Jesus gave her confidence, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, what you hear about Jesus, it should give you confidence, amen, that not only in this life, but you also will have life in the life to come, amen. Not only hope in this life, but his death, burial, and resurrection gave us hope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
that not only God is going to move on us in this life, but he also going to move in the life to come. Amen.
Amen.
You see, I don't know who's going through just like Job was today. Amen. Job didn't know his end at the time he was complaining and murmuring. Mm-hmm. But even this promise, our promise is even better than the promise that Job had.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible said our covenant is better than the old covenant, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it was that Job was under at the time, we had a better promise,
amen?
Because of the bloodshed of Jesus, because of the resurrection of Jesus. We have better promises of better things to come.
Yes.
So we have a better hope.
Better hope. Mm-hmm.
But even Job was still sure of his hope in God, but he wasn't sure about his life, this life, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And so even through Job's suffering, he cried out, he murmured, he complained, amen? He felt like he had lost everything, amen? You see, when you only have hope in this life, when you lose everything, most of the time we feel that we just lost our life. Amen?
Amen.
Most of us want to take our life as soon as we lose something. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And here this man, he had a loss of children. If children was his hope at that time, he lost it all. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Here he had all his money. If he had been dependent on his money, he lost everything at one time. Amen? Lost everything that he had at one time. And the only thing was left was a wife that complained and said, curse God.
Mm.
I mean, she didn't mean that, I don't think.
No.
But she was just looking at his, she was just looking at his suffering, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, wouldn't it be better to die than it is to live, amen? But that is the kind of thing that your friends do for you, amen?
Mm-hmm.
You say your friend is always trying to get you to take the easy way out.
Amen.
Your friend sometimes can be your enemy. Your wife can be your enemy sometimes, amen?
Amen.
Because she's always going to try to get you to take the easy way out, amen?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to say, why don't you just curse God, man? You can get rid of that pain. Why don't you just go on and die? But you see, if I have hope, amen, I'm not looking to die. I'm looking to live.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why we have to be able to say, I'm going to live and not die, amen. Regardless of what I'm facing and what I'm going through, amen, I know something that is better. I know that I have a God, amen, that can change my situation, amen.
Amen.
This is why we hang our heads down, because we don't have no hope.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we're stressed out, and because we're not drawing on our hope, amen. We're not drawing strength from God. You see, when we draw strength from God, amen, it gives us the ability to overcome our thoughts. It gives us the ability to overcome our mind. It gives us the ability to overcome those things that are attacking us. But most of the time, we won't draw from the strength that God gives us. We try to draw off the strength of man, but vain is the help of man. God can do anything but fail us.
Amen. Amen.
But even in Job, in this situation, amen, he realized that he said, you know, even if a tree dies, there's hope in the tree being resurrection at the first scent of water, it'll spring back again.
Mm-hmm.
And if a tree has that much hope, those that put their hope in God will not be made ashamed. So we need to put our hope in the God of heaven, because he can do anything but fail us.
Amen.
He can turn our situation around. And even in Job, in the midst of his trouble, in the midst of his situation, you see, all that Job lost, God made a return. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did God give it back to him, but God gave him three times as much as he had, and he was a rich man. But he held on to God's unchanging hand, even in the midst of his suffering, because through your suffering is where God's strength is revealed.
Amen.
People don't like to suffer.
No.
We don't like to go through nothing. We want everything, but we don't want to do what's necessary to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
People want money, want God to bless them. But they don't want to work. They don't want to come up with an idea. They don't want to come up with a business to get it. They want everything to be given to them, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But through your suffering, God will reveal his strength.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you got people walking around today, people walk around in life today like they are immortal. They just walk around. They think they got their own breath. They think they can control their own life. They think they can control their own actions. They just think they can do everything. You know, they just walk around like they're going to live forever and can't even control the breath that you breathe. Amen?
Amen.
But that's the way the wicked people do. Amen. Mm-hmm. But the hope of a wicked man, expectation falls as soon as he dies. Everything that he wished for is over. The only thing he waiting on is hell. There's no hope of anything better.
Amen. Amen.
No hope for anything better. Yeah. You done lived your life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When God told you to be obedient rather than to suffer something, you thought you had to have it. When God told you to give up something, you thought you had to have it. Mm-hmm. You thought you need to keep it because it was something that was more precious to you than God.
Amen.
Well, we do that all the time. Amen.
Amen.
And we want to hold on to a person that we consider to be more precious than God, and God told you to get rid of it. Amen.
Amen.
And then when you catch hell later on, you go to crying to God about the hell that you're catching. But the only reason you're catching the hell because you was disobedient. And the only reason you're going to hell because you're disobedient.
Amen.
If you're only going to seek after things of this life, you're going to be totally disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People, things, money, fame, fortune. We got people selling their souls out for money,
mm-hmm.
for riches,
mm-hmm.
for fame,
mm-hmm.
making a contract with the devil to achieve success in life. Amen?
Amen.
Now realizing it's God that one that gives you success. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God is your hope of success. Amen. Praise God. God's word teaches how to be. Somebody said God don't teach you how to be successful, but everything in the Bible is about success. Amen. Sowing and reaping is about success. Planting, amen. When you plant a seed and get a harvest back, that's about success. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Having a hope in Jesus is about success. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Having a new life is about success. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The resurrection is about success. Amen.
Amen.
What is it? I'm putting off an old body, putting on a new body. That's success. Amen.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. He came. Amen. Came to make us successful. He became poor, that we might be rich, amen. Somebody said, well, rich in what? Well, let's just take and say rich is rich, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Rich in faith, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Rich in God. And then if you're going to be rich in faith, you can be rich in everything. Because faith draws and brings everything to you, you can have all things through faith. Abraham got his success through faith.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you believe in God, even though I have a hard time here in suffering,
mm-hmm.
he still realized that was hope. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his faith, the Bible said, remember the faith of Job. Amen. That even though Job lost everything because of his hope in God, he gained everything back. I said, God will cause you to make a full recovery. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Jesus said he came that you might recover.
Yeah.
Ah, hallelujah. Those things that was lost, he came so you can recover it, amen. Amen. All that the devil stole from you, he came back so that you can recover those things. You see, God is the only one that gives you hope of recovery when you've lost everything. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hey, when you lost everything, amen.
Amen.
Your hope of recovery. Jesus is that hope, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That you recover what you lost. When you lose your body, you're going to recover a body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
You lost the presence of God, but Jesus gives you the recovery. When he gives you the Holy Ghost, he gives you the Spirit of God back. You see, Jesus is your recovery. Somebody said, I'm going to take back what the devil stole from me, amen. But Jesus give us that recovery, amen, so that our hope don't have to be in this world, but our hope will be in God, amen. And all of your faith and attention should be turned to God that's going to give you back everything that you lost.
Amen.
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 Amen. I believe in the book of Joel, he said, I restore all that the cranker worm and the palmer worm has taken away from you. He said God will cause you to recover, amen. All that the cranker worm and the palmer worm has eaten up and everything that has been taken away from you, God said, I'll cause you to recover if you would turn to me and make a request. But the thing about it, we won't make the request. Ask and it shall be given. If I seek, that I find. If I knock, the door will be open. Amen. But we've got to do those things. But what good it is if want something and won't ask for it.
That's right.
The Bible said we have not because what?
We ask not.
And even when we ask amiss. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But people that don't have a hope don't ask because they won't have nobody to turn to.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you got Jesus because you have somebody that you can turn to?
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. If you don't have Jesus this morning, amen, you need somebody to turn to. You need to accept Jesus as your Savior, amen, and he'll give you salvation, amen. He'll bring deliverance in your life. You see, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have no hope for the resurrection.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
This is why we need the Spirit of God, amen, because if without the Spirit of God, if you don't have God's Spirit, even when you die, you don't have no hope of a resurrection to something good anyway. Your resurrection would only be toward hell and not toward life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Jesus is the hope, amen.
Amen.
Of all that you lost, he's your hope of getting it back, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. If you've been in tears and sorrow in this life, amen, and you're only partaking of the things of this life, but aren't you glad you have a hope where there's no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The street's going to be paved with gold, amen. No more 9 to 5, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know some of y'all don't like to work, but praise God. But no more, amen. You see, you have a hope even being released from all of your works, because even your healing, he said, the leaves of the God will be the healing thereof, amen. And so we have a greater hope than what we have now, because now if you don't have purpose, you lose everything. If you don't have purpose, you don't want to get up in the morning.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you don't have purpose of life, you sleep all day.
Amen.
And the reason you sleep all day is because you don't have no purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have nothing to do. Amen.
Amen.
You see, God always gives us something to do. Amen.
Amen.
God tells us pray all day. Amen. That's something to do. Amen. You got a purpose. Well, I ain't going to do that. Well, okay, then. Sleep all day. Amen. Read all day. Amen. All right, that's the purpose. That's the reason. I'm trying to say a purpose. Amen. You have purpose in life. Amen. Amen. But if you don't look at your purpose and work in your purpose, then you don't have no purpose because you won't take charge of the purpose that God gave you.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
Amen. What did he say? I created you for my glory. I should be doing something that glorifies God. When I don't have nothing else to do, I can give God some glory, amen. When I don't have nothing else to do, I can give God some praise, amen. Hallelujah. When I don't have nothing else to do, I can thank God that even that I'm just here today, amen. I have life, amen. I have my being. I have my breath, amen. If I don't do nothing else, I can say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. You see, nevertheless, you have something to do for God every day. What does God say? When you pray, say, give me this day my daily bread. You got a purpose. You got a reason. Amen. I can ask God for some bread today. Amen. I can have a conversation with God today. Amen. I got something to do. Amen. I don't have to sit down and think and have a blank mind all day, but I got something to do all day. I can do something. Amen. I'm not just a person that sit around and be a do-nothing person. There's always something you can do for God, and he's already given you a purpose and a reason to live. And so if you say you don't have a purpose, then that means you don't have no hope.
Amen.
You'll be sad because you're not working in your purpose. You're not doing what God gave you the ability to do. You're not doing it, amen.
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 Come on. See, we can come out of a lot of these things that we're in if we would just do God's will.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Is that right? Am I right about it?
Amen.
See, if we would just do what God said do, we would never, there would never be a time that would be lacking. We won't have something to do.
Mm-hmm.
If we just worked on our hope. I come to do thy will, O Lord. Amen. If we would do God's will, you would never sit around and be hopeless.
Amen.
You would never sit around and not have anything to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You would never sit around and not have purpose of life. Amen. You would always be doing something. You would always be thinking about what you're going to do. You would always have something in mind. Amen. Every day. That if we would do the will and not just talk about the will, but do God's will. Amen. Because that's why he gave you hope. So you can work in the hope that you have. See, this is a work here. It's not something you sit down and do, but it's something you work to accomplish. Amen?
Amen.
This is a reason for doing something.
Amen.
Why did I get up this morning? I had a reason to get up. Amen. I know I wanted to do this morning. I came because this gave me purpose. Amen. It gave me a reason to get up this morning. A reason to get up. A reason to get up in the morning and say, good morning, Jesus. How you doing this morning? Amen. That's a reason to wake up in the morning. If you just say, good morning, Jesus. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You have a reason. You have a purpose of life. Life don't have to be dependent on somebody else. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you depend on somebody else, amen, that thing is always going to fail.
Yeah.
You can't wait on your husband to do something. You better do it yourself.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Your husband is a purpose, but he's not the purpose.
Amen.
Your husband is a reason, but he's not the reason. Amen.
Amen.
And if you depend on your husband and you're going to have your hope in him, you're going to be a sorry person the rest of your life.
Amen.
Sorrowful person the rest of your life. Because your hope ain't in your husband. Your hope is in God. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Is that what David said? My hope is in the Lord, amen.
Amen.
That created the heaven and the earth, amen.
Right.
For vain is the help of man, amen.
Amen.
Sometimes vain be the help of your wife.
Amen.
Sometimes vain be the help of your husband.
Yeah.
Sometimes vain be the help of your friend. But God is always available. He never sleeps nor slumber. He's there when you need him. And that is why you have hope, because you can always call on God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The devil can't even stop you from calling on God. Amen.
Right.
He can't stand in your way. He can't stop your hope. He can't stop your purpose.
No.
If your purpose is in the Lord,
yes,
the devil can't stop what God has spoken.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
See, we got to get out of these little slumbers. We got to get out of these self-pity stuff, amen, and realize, amen, you're not, why are you having pity when your hope is in the Lord, amen?
Amen.
Why are you sitting there sorry when joy is in the Lord, amen, and peace in the Lord, and righteousness in the Lord? Why are you sick and sitting around dying in your bed, amen, when you got a hope in God?
Yes.
Why don't you draw from that hope? When I'm weak, that's when I'm strong, Paul said. Because I realize what God has allowed me to go through. He allowed me to go through that so I can draw my strength from him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
When Isaiah chapter 4 said, wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, and be of good courage.
Yes,
and he shall renew your strength. Amen.
Yes.
I say, wait there on the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And be of good courage,
yes,
and God shall renew your strength, amen.
Hallelujah.
You see, when you got hope in God,
yes,
then well, I can patiently wait on God,
yes,
even though I'm going through my suffering, even though I'm going through my trial, but I know God is going to turn this thing around,
yes,
amen. And what the devil meant for evil, God turns it around for good,
yes,
and what the devil meant for a curse, God turned that thing into a blessing, because
hallelujah,
now I got a testimony, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We had a lady call in the other day.
Yes, Lord.
And she had blood in her eyes. I don't know why blood runs out of your eyes. She had diabetic, amen. And we prayed for her, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day she called back. She said, I went home and started reading the scriptures that sister told me to read. And the more I begin to read the scriptures, the better my eyes cleared up. And she said, now that he, one day. Now there's no even no blood in my eyes now.
Amen.
I can see clearly now.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Praise
Glory.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I can see clearly now.
Hallelujah.
Come on, y'all. I'm talking about she put her trust and her faith in God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the only thing the doctor did gave her some pills, but that dude didn't do any good. Amen.
Amen.
But when she prayed, come on, y'all. Because she had a hope in somebody that could do something greater than the doctor did, amen, she called upon Jesus, and when they prayed for her, and now she said, well, I wonder why God allowed me to go through that. I said, God allows you to experience that, so that will be a testimony in your mouth. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, amen. Amen. You see, when God allows you to get in the place like he did Job, amen, when he allows you to go through a lot of tests and trials, and you might wonder, why is it that I'm going through this, amen?
Mm-hmm.
It's because, see, that's going to increase your hope.
Yeah.
See, if you ain't going through nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. Come on now. That's just it, amen. If you don't do nothing, you're not going to accomplish nothing, amen? Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
If you don't experience anything, you're not going to know anything, amen?
Amen?
And so God, see, God came down himself in flesh, amen? And he took on sinful like flesh, like as in ours, amen. And he went through every experience that we would go through so that he would know how to help us. Come on, y'all, amen.
Amen.
I'm saying what you're going through. God allowed you to go through that so that you might know how to help somebody else, amen. And you see, you didn't know that experience you was going through was part of your hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to talk about just this life, but also what?
Life.
You talk about the man that gives the life to come, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all, amen?
Amen?
I'm talking about not only in this life. You can't just depend on things in this life.
No.
Get your mind off of it. Amen? Don't think
mm-hmm.
it's going to be good like it was in the beginning, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Get your hope off of those things. Get your hope off of that, amen?
Amen.
Get your hope off of things going back to normal, amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a new normal here, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And all the things that you hoped in, those things are failing.
Amen.
A lot of you had hope to a big education, but you might not get it, amen? Amen? A lot of you thought about a lot of big achievements you was going to have. You might not get it, amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you thought you was going places, amen. You might not get to go, amen. But nevertheless, the hope that we have in God, amen. Praise God. I said the devil can't stop it.
Yes.
Come on, amen. I said the devil can't stop you.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else can stop you from achieving the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. And what is one of the hopes that we have in Christ Jesus? The hope that we have in Christ Jesus, that we have a hope of a better day to come, or a better resurrection, amen, or a better body, amen, a better life, amen, a better promise. We have everything better in Christ, amen,
yes.
And that should be the hope that you should be concerned about.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I think the book of Colossians, amen.
Yes.
To set your affection on things above
mm-hmm.
and not on things of the earth, amen.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Set your desires on things above now, amen. Think more about the things of God than you do the things of yourself, amen.
Amen.
Get yourself out the way, amen.
Yes.
All you're going to do, all that body going to do is die.
Amen.
It's headed to death. Every morning you get up, your legs start hurting. You better start knowing you're getting ready to check out. when your back start hurting, let you know that old body getting old, amen. All the hope that you had in it is leaving. Your youthful stuff that you used to have, amen. But the hope is that what? God's going to give me a new body.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all, amen.
Amen.
He's just going to give me a body that don't have no sickness in it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give me a body that don't have disease in it, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's going to give me a life that's not going to end. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So set your affection upon what?
Amen.
Things above and not on things of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Because everything that you see will fail you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Amen. I think it's four. Y'all give me time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 17 and 18.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory.
For our light affliction, for these little small things we go through. See, these small things we go through gets you ready for the things that you're going to receive, amen. These are light afflictions, amen. Mm-hmm. These are not big things. These are not big trouble, amen. Because, you see, they're just light afflictions, amen.
Right.
And see, even most of the time when people get afflicted, after they realize the blessing that came out of the affliction, they thank God for the affliction, amen.
Amen.
I say to myself all the time, it was good that I went to jail. And if I had not went to jail, amen, I might not be saved now. So I can say the affliction that I went through, it worked together for my good, amen.
Amen.
It gave me a hope, amen, because it caused me to turn to something that I wasn't reaching for in the beginning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, that day I prayed while I was in jail. If I hadn't went to jail, I may not have prayed and asked God to help me, amen. But as soon as I saw where I was, amen, and realized I didn't want to be there, then I called on God, which was my strength, and God gave me the ability to overcome the situation that I was in, that I might stand and give a praise and a glory to him, because that was my purpose in the beginning.
Amen.
So these are light afflictions. Amen. Read on.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen.
But we don't look at what we see. Your hope is not in the seen.
Amen.
I'm saying your hope is not in what you see. Your hope in what you believe according to the word of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See, too many times we only experience the hope of this life. We're only seeking after the things of this life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you accomplish all the things of this life, that means your life just ended.
Amen.
We wonder why when rich men get out and they become millionaires and billionaires, and it seems like as soon as they accomplish their goals in life, they become crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, crazy? They start doing stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They want to start playing God as soon as they get to be a billionaire. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They want to start telling other people what to do. They want to start running other people's life. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, most of y'all listen to Oprah all the time because she got some money.
Amen.
Amen. That's the only reason you listen to, because she got money. And she thinks that she's the one that's giving the answers and not giving the answers of God. She thinks she's God. And all y'all listen to her, oh, she got some money, child. You need to listen to her. She got the wisdom of God. She's just the dumbest of skunk. What I mean by dumbest of skunk? She's trying to tell you something that is not according to the word of God.
Amen.
She's giving you the world wisdom and not God's wisdom, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
See, you got to stop listening to the world wisdom and take on the God's wisdom, amen.
Amen.
And stop listening to all that stuff. Just because the man got some money don't mean he wise.
Amen.
All rich men are
amen.
Not wise.
Amen.
It can be a poor man's wisdom that can deliver the city.
Mm-hmm.
But if the poor man has the wisdom of God, that's the person you need to listen to, amen.
Amen.
Not just because the man got money, amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's what we look at, amen. The things that are seen, amen.
Amen.
We know Donald Trump had a little money or whatever he got. Dumb as a rock. Amen. President. Dumb as a rock. And everybody wants. Well, Donald, do you have an answer? Do you have an answer? No, he don't have no answer. He don't have no hope in himself. How you going to look to him for an answer and he can't even answer for himself?
Oh, no.
He don't even know who he is.
Amen.
Come on, y'all, amen. He don't even know who he is. He's confused. And then we're looking to him for some hope. Come on, y'all, amen. I'm trying to say we better put our hope in the word of God, or he's going to lead you to destruction.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Are y'all with me today? Amen?
Amen.
I'm talking about some hope here. Amen.
Amen.
Your hope got to be in
Amen.
God, children. Amen. If we don't get serious about looking in here and see what it is we're supposed to do, we're going to end up in disaster.
Amen.
We've been depending on the Senate.
That's right.
They dumb as water, too. What about the virus? Donald Trump, I'll tell you one thing, Donald Trump did have enough sense about that. He said, it is what it is. What are we going to do? He said, it is what it is. He was right.
Amen.
He had no answer to give. He had no hope to offer.
Mm-hmm.
The scientist has no hope to offer. What they call the CDC,
mm-hmm.
they don't have no hope to offer. They're making up some stuff gonna kill you when you take it. We better start looking to God, amen.
Amen.
Come on, we got to learn how to get independent of the world and make our dependence on God. We got to get back to a place, amen, that we draw on God's strength. We want the spirit of healing, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want the power of God to work in our midst again,
amen.
Amen. Because so that we don't have to depend on no doctors, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you don't have nothing to do. You're laying around doing nothing. Well, you ought to be praying for the healing to take place.
Amen.
So we don't have to depend on the doctor because we know they're going to shoot us up with some deadly stuff.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Huh? We need to be praying, amen. For us to know how to get some water without having to go to the government for it, amen.
Amen.
Not to be dependent on the government, mm-hmm. amen. Take your hope out of the government, amen, and put your hope in God. And we talk about a purpose. That's a reason to pray right there every day. Well, to be calling out, God, we need some water, fresh water, Lord. We need some food, Lord. We need to know how. We need to know how to grow something, how to do something. Those are the kind of things we need to be asking God. Lord, show us how, because our hope is in you. It can't be in this world, because everything in this world is coming to destruction.
Amen.
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 All the hope that you have in your jobs, you don't know whether you're going to get fired or laid off tomorrow or not.
Right.
You don't know how long the money going to be around. And then the only hope is left then is the mark of the beast, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
If only in this life we have hope.
Amen.
We're going to be miserable. Huh?
Amen.
If you don't look to something else greater than what's here now, you're going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us living in misery right now, but you're going to be more miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Because we only been looking at things of this life,
mm-hmm.
knowing that these things are not going to last. What is that? If we look at the things that are what? 4:17? 2 Corinthians 4:17?
4:17?
What is that?
18. Well, the things which are seen are temporal.
Temporal.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
The things that are not seen is eternal. We can't see God. That's why he's eternal, amen.
Amen.
He's the unseen God.
Right. That's right.
He's going to last forever, amen. He's never going to cease.
Amen.
And so anything in this life that you have hope in, don't hope too much in it. Amen.
No.
Don't put all your life into that.
Yeah.
Only the things of God is going to last. Amen.
Amen.
Only what you do for God is going to last. Amen.
Right.
That's why he said, lay not your treasures up on earth,
mm-hmm.
but lay your treasures up in heaven where moth and rust does not corrupt. It's because, you see, when you lay something up to the eternal God, even while you're here, you can draw on it.
Right.
I don't know if you remember Hezekiah before I go. Hezekiah, God told him to get his house in order.
Mm-hmm.
When they told Hezekiah to get his house in order, or he was going to die. And Hezekiah went before God. And he said, Lord, don't you remember all those things that I did? I tore down the groves and I did all this for you. I did this for you, God. And then God said, yeah, I remember that. See, he had laid something up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not on this earth. His hope wasn't on this earth. He was laying treasures up in heaven, amen,
mm-hmm.
so that he would have a hope. So when something got bad, amen, he could draw off the hope that he had laid up, amen.
Right.
So we have a hope that's laid up for us in heaven. Jesus Christ himself, he's our hope, amen.
Amen.
Amen. He's laid up for us, amen, so we can draw on it when we have need of, amen.
Amen.
And when Hezekiah told God about the things that he had done, God said, yeah, I'm going to add 15 more years to you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You see, what he did for God blessed, amen,
mm-hmm.
and gave him an extension of life.
Yes, he did.
What are you putting up for God today, amen,
amen,
as a hope of eternal life? Not just adding up for yourself. Are you giving to the poor? Are you feeding the hungry? Now, somebody said that don't matter, but God puts that on his tablet. Every time he that give it to the poor, give it to the Lord, and he that lend it to the poor, lend it to the Lord. You're storing up your hope, not just for this life, amen.
Amen.
Put something on the shelf, amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so if there's you out today that don't have no hope, you need to give your life to Jesus. If you don't have no hope, if your hope is only in this life, you are miserable. I ain't going to say you're going to be miserable. You're already miserable.
Amen.
Then you need to give your life to Jesus today. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, unto your children, even as many as are far off. Amen.
Amen.
And so this promise is unto all of you. You see, it's the Holy Spirit that gives you the hope of the resurrection.
Amen.
Is there somebody today want to be saved? Or you don't have a hope, you need some prayer for anything. Any of y'all out there, you need some prayer for anything. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Sister Mona, God bless you. Hallelujah. May God bless you this morning, Sister Mona. Amen. May God bless and keep you. May God heal you because of his stripes that he took on his back. Amen. And he is the Lord thy God that healeth you.
Amen.
And I speak healing over your body now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. God bless y'all today. Amen. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may he bless, may he keep, may he uplift, lead, guide you into all truth and righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, I forgot about the food bank. For y'all that need some food online here, I'm coming off of a
food bank.
We have a food bank. We want to read about the food bank so there's hope out there for you. Amen. There's help for you. Praise God. And all of you online today who need something for some food today, amen.
Amen.
Y'all listen in. Don't go. If somebody hear it this time, y'all listen in.
It's a lot in Arlington.
Well, just read the ones in Arlington.
Okay, so there is Mobile Pantry Arlington Urban Ministries. It is 2200 East Park Road Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76010. It is the first Wednesday of every month, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then there is Arlington Charities, 811 Secretary Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76015. It is the fourth Friday of every month. There is Household of Faith, 5001 New York Avenue, Arlington, Texas, 76018, fourth Friday of every month, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then Arlington Charities, MP, 2045 Green Oaks Boulevard, Arlington, Texas, 76018. It is the second Saturday of every month from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Amen.
Get the offering, Daddy.
Amen. Well, we don't forget the offering, amen. They said not to forget the offering. If you want to give something, it's
Care Church.
Tithe and offering. It's Care Church Inc.
at gmail.com.
You can send it PayPal or Cash App.
Amen.
And so if you like to send something, there'll be a testimony or anything on the line today while we're still here.
I have a testimony.
Go ahead, sister.
I thank God, even though it's been a while back, in April, I had final surgery, and I was very, very scared, but I knew through prayer for my mother.
Thank you.
I know my mother prayed for me. I don't know about my father, but I know my mother. And so I just thank God that it was a 4-hour surgery. It was very risky and challenging, but I thank God that I made it through.
Amen.
And my body is healed. I still have a little nerve damage, but I'll take the little nerve damage over what I was going through. And I was very, very scared. I cried probably a couple nights prior to the surgery because I was like, oh, my gosh, because you're not in control, but you have to realize God is in control.
Amen.
So I thank God that I made it through.
Amen. She made it through. Amen. God was in control. She had some hope in God. That helped a little bit, amen. Praise God. Is anybody else on there?
Everybody gone?
Amen.
There's some people online, Pastor.
Amen. I was just trying to see if there'll be another testimony out. Amen. Pastor Prevost, you got something?
Hey, First Lady wanted me to play this other song in that.
Yes, play the other song, amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord.
Are y'all ready to shout a little bit? All right. Everybody stand and we're going to clap right here. You ready, Ed? Everybody knows I'm going through, but Lord, I still trust you. Every second and every hour. Lord, I need you. I need your power. You're the only help I know, my only strength, my only hope, and I'm gonna keep my eyes on you. Remember while I'm going through, here's my prayer, be
glory.
Y'all know this song. Trust your word. It's the last good thing I heard. Especially when I'm going through. God, I keep my eyes on you. Hear my prayer. Somebody raise that up. Say, be
glorified.
Remember, it only works when we all do it. Sing.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank y'all. Thank y'all. Don't forget Sister Alexandra. She's having prayer. 5 o'clock on Fridays. And we have a prayer 10 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
You are the last party in the
everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
let the church say, let the church say.